So when you start thinking about utility as it changes, banking becomes highly contextual. And a great example of this might be credit access for day-to-day banking, where I walk into a grocery store and I fill up my cart and I fill it up and I go to the checkout and then they swipe my card and the cashier says, "I'm sorry, sir, it's been declined." Yeah, some of your customers may have had this problem. And so then you go fishing for another card. "Oh, let me give you this one. Can you try this one?" What about if we didn't think about that as a product-based process? What about if you think when you walk in the grocery store, if I know you don't have enough money to do your grocery shopping, I present you with an offer for credit access right there and then to solve that problem. I don't wait for you to get to the checkout. This is experiential design of this. So then we come back to the role of advisors, because when it comes to financial services, we've had this view predicated over the last 30 or 40 years that the best way to get the best bang for your buck in investment terms is you need to have a human involved. You need to get that advice. But technology is also going to change the way we think of advice in financial services. In fact, probably the most common form of advice our customers will be faced with in the future from financial services is just something as simple as this. "Hey, Siri, can I afford to go out for dinner tonight?"